Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tancari, a bartender in the OSR and main proprietor at the Tancari's Tavern blog, Facebook group, MeWe group, and yes, even Discord server. And that's what I'm going to just kind of discuss a little bit today, because it's happened on a Discord server, but it applies to all things tavern. People have asked, why do you make a rule where it's no real world politics, no real world religion, no real world drama? And the answer to that is quite simple. World drama and real, right? Real world religion, real world politics. What don't you want spoken at your, Christmas dinner, Thanksgiving dinner? You don't want this stuff coming up because it never goes well, right? People start talking politics. They start talking about religion, especially when not everybody at the same table, at that table is the same religion. And you say a comment that might be interpreted as belittling somebody's religion. You know what? It's going to go down. It ain't going to be pretty. So that's why, on the blog side, I don't discuss such stuff. Why here on the podcast, I don't discuss that stuff. And that's why on probably one of the bigger old school gaming Discord servers, we don't allow discussion of that stuff. It's quite simple. There's no argument such as, well, we discuss fictional religions, right? So why can't we discuss real world religion? Because I'm not playing D&D and playing a cleric and looking to be a Catholic priest or a rabbi or a Baptist minister. You know, I'm not looking to preach the Quran. Those aren't part of my games. I'm looking for fiction. I'm looking for fantasy. Okay, I'm not looking for real world drama coming into my gaming. And I don't like it when a rule set is written and it brings real world drama, real world issues, real world politicking into my getaway fantasy, my elf games. Somebody calls them elf games, and now elf games is probably a good way to call it, because, you know, Monopoly. Let's think about Monopoly for a second. Is Monopoly anything like buying property and investing in property and being in that market? No, it's total fantasy, right? We don't need accountants to play that game, right? You don't have all these rules and regulations. You don't need building permits, right? It's a fantasy game to some extent. You have to excuse me, but my cold flu allergy combination is hitting its high notes. But Monopoly is not out there. It's not set out to be, this is the way the real world works. No, it's a fucking game, people. And if you were having people who were really in the real estate property industry playing Monopoly, they're not playing it to relive their work. They're playing it because it's an escape, right? You play games to escape from real life. So if somebody says, hey, look, the rules at the Tancari's Tavern Discord server says no real world politics, no real world religion, no real world drama. We don't discuss it. Right? And you know the rules exist. And if somebody with a measure of authority tells you, hey, listen, you're off topic. This is a topic that we don't discuss. You don't come back and say, but since we can talk about fantasy religion and fantasy politics, why can't we talk about real life politics and real life religions? Because you know what? Because those are the fucking rules, dude. It's like, hey, the speed limit here is 65, but my car can do 110. So why should I do 65? And then you get a cops pull you over and they go, hey, listen, speed limit's fucking 65. Don't go over 65. But yeah, but why? Because my car can do 110. So why should I be stuck doing 65? Because that's the law. Yeah, but don't why are you arguing with the cop? Because all the cop can do is enforce the law or give you a warning, right? The warning is, hey, listen, you are out of bounds. We're giving you a warning. You don't tell the cop, yeah, but that rule is wrong. My car can do 110, so I should be able to do 110. Yeah, this shit pisses me off, okay? Every community has some sort of rules, right? No spam, no pornography. Sharing of pirated PDFs. No, actually, I should add that one. So, when somebody says, hey, the rules for this community say no politics, no real world politics, you can have ancient, if you want to do, you want to discuss feudalism, hey, sure, that's in fantasy games, right? But we're not going to say, hey, let's talk Buddhism, let's talk Islam, let's talk, no. Because these are real world religions, whether you believe in them or not, or whether you believe in certain one and don't believe in the others, doesn't make a difference. There's a rule saying you don't discuss it in the community, right? Not part of the topic. It's if you're in a geek community, you talk geek stuff, all right? So why would you ignore the rule, argue against the rule? Because obviously you believe that your opinion, you know what the rules are, but you figure they shouldn't apply to me because I want to talk about this and what I want. No, it doesn't work that way. Go fucking start your own community. I'm sorry, folks. I'm really... I blame it on the drugus, but it's not that. It pisses me off when you have individuals that feel that rules that everybody else is abiding by, and they're not difficult rules. I mean, really. The rules for 10 Cars Tavern Discord server are about as simple as they can get. And I'm going to read them to you, all right? Just so you all know. Don't be a dick. That's rule number one, right? That's not bad. No real-world politics, no real-world religion, no real-world issues. We talk games, nerd, and geek stuff. No links to or posting pornography. This includes avatars. Because, there's always some jackass that wants to do that. Now, I had to add these in today. Do not argue with the tavern mensch. Tavern mensch is what we call our moderators or a bartender. Those are the admins. Refer all issues to @10car because in the end, all of my moderation and admin staff can do is they can give you a warning, right? And then after the warning, what happens? They can give you another warning, and then you're going to get banned. And Discord does not have a 7-day ban option, 30-day ban option. We can't put you in a corner. We can only throw you out the door. And if you get thrown out the door, I'm sorry, but you brought that to yourself. Now, next rule, if you do not understand the rules or feel they should not apply to you, message @10car. If for some reason you feel these rules are too restrictive, make your appeal. But what I'm probably going to tell you, if you say, oh, these rules shouldn't apply, these rules are wrong, these simple fucking rules. And they all refer to, at the end, back to rule one. Don't be a dick. If you talk politics, if you talk religion, you're going to be a dick to somebody. Because somebody's going to be offended by what you say, quite likely. They're going to take a different point of view. They have a different perspective. They have a different world that they're part of, and you are going to offend somebody. So don't be a dick. It's really simple, right? I mean, I don't get it. And by the way, if you have to talk to me, I guess as the the grand poobah, don't demand. Okay? You can make your argument. Don't be confrontational. It doesn't get you anywhere. When you're confrontational with somebody, the person that you're being confrontational with is likely going to be confrontational back. Okay? It certainly doesn't work with me. I was a cop for 20 years. I've been involved in confrontations with some of the most obnoxious assholes in the world. And I always kept my cool because in the end, I was getting paid for it. Well, I'm not getting paid for this shit. Okay? So I will still come out in the end. But if you're confrontational when you're appealing what the few rules are, and again, it all comes down to don't be a dick. Once you hit that dickiness, it's no holds barred. It's over. It's done with. So, yes, this is a bit of a rant. I do apologize. I got my blood pressure up. I'm not wearing my watch that should tell me what my beats per minute are. But if I was, I'm sure it would say that it's elevated right now. Certain shit pisses me off. All right, folks. Oh, by the way, I saw on Facebook that there's a confirmation that, yeah, it looks like whatever support there's going to be for Fantasy Flight role-playing games, it's going to be under the freelancers. I think they've let go all their staff. I don't even know if there's a product manager left in that division. It might just all be goodbye, you know? So more unsupported games, right? Wonderful. Yeah, I'm in that kind of a mood. My wife's going to love me when she comes home from work tonight. I better eat before then. Maybe it'll make me feel better. Or drink. All right, folks. On that note, as always, be safe. Be well. God bless. And by the way, I'm saying God bless. I am not referring to any specific religion. This is a general God bless. Just like God bless when you blow your nose. You know, it comes along like that. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.